Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited and delighted on tonight that you have decided to join me at this particular hour, at this particular time, because God is so good. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-host, and all of you who are tuned in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, also the StellarGospelMusic.com as well. So be sure to either go to StellarGospelMusic.com and click on Number One Love Radio, or go to FreeToLoveShow.com and click on Number One Love Radio. Amen, amen, because God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Before we begin, I would like to read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, and it reads, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy, holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to assemble here at this particular hour, at this particular moment. Lord, we come to you in an humble way, and we come submitting ourselves unto you. We come with our eyes lifted up unto the hills. We come with our ears ready to hear your word, and we come with our mouths in order to proclaim and praise your holy name, Lord. As we pray on tonight, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, Heavenly Father? Would you touch them from the top of their extremities to the bottom, Heavenly Father? If there's any type of surgery going on, or any type of internal bleeding or internal hemorrhaging going on, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you touch that right now, Lord? We ask, would you bless those who are coming out of the hospital? Would you bless their rehabilitation efforts, Heavenly Father? Would you bless each nurse and each doctor who's working hard trying to allow individuals to be able to live again and have life again, Heavenly Father, because we know that everything lies within you. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those who are contemplating going into the hospitals, Lord. Bless them in a particular way, Heavenly Father, and give them the strength and the courage to be able to carry on, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask that you bless those prayers that are unheard or unseen, Heavenly Father, by our own naked eye or by our own ears, Heavenly Father. We ask that you bless each person who kneeled down on tonight. Would you give them the desires of their heart, Heavenly Father? Would you bless those who feel hopeless and helpless, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask, will we continue to be a light into this dark world, Lord? And will we continue to walk into the path of righteousness, Heavenly Father, and turn from our wicked ways? Heavenly Father, we ask a special blessing on those who have lost something or someone. We ask a special blessing on those who are depressed or stressed out or going through the storms of life. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you bless anyone who's disconnected to something or someone they really love? We ask in the name of Jesus, would you just continue to uphold us to your standards and help us to turn, Heavenly Father, from our ways. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue on this ministry? Would you continue to allow this ministry to spread all over this land and country? We thank you for London and Beijing, and we thank you for Canada and all of these other countries who are joining in and listening to your word, Lord. Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to decrease us, Heavenly Father, and increase you, increase the word of God, increase the love in our hearts, Heavenly Father. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to bless us to grow each and every day. We ask that this particular ministry be a blessing to someone somewhere, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, as we relinquish this prayer up in the air and we claim everything that we touch be successful, we claim every surgery that's going on right now be successful, we claim that every person who's coming out of the hospital be rehabilitated, we claim that every person who's contemplating going in have the spirit of courage, Lord. And now, Lord, as we relinquish this particular prayer, but never out of your sight, we ask that you give us somewhere, anywhere in your kingdom. This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And as you can tell, any time that God gives me the opportunity to get up on this ministry, I'm always excited to do anything for God because I don't take life for granted. Matter of fact, I don't take anything for granted because everything belongs to God. Amen. Here today, gone tomorrow. Amen. So we're not going to take anything for granted, but we're going to get into our study mode. And if you have to go to sleep, it's 10:35. Go ahead and go to sleep and listen to it tomorrow, God's will. Because we're going to let the Lord speak because this is very important. We're on a journey. We're walking, y'all. God did something special for me today. Amen. And I know he did something special for you. But we're on a journey. Amen. And we're going to be on this journey for some time because God is going to continue to give and he's going to continue to keep us on this journey because we have to reach eternal life. Amen. And so this is not a journey where I'm going to say, okay, this is 6 months. We're going to do this journey 6 months. No, 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 no. We are walking. God has positioned us into the correct direction in which he wants us to go. And right now, before we even get started, as the Lord is speaking, I want to anoint our minds. And I ask God that our minds continue to become stronger each and every day, or we will remain focused toward our mission, or we will remain focused toward our goal and the will of God. I ask that God continue to bless the words that come out of our mouth, to be praises unto him, to be uplifting to people that we meet along the way. And I ask God with these feet, not be hard-headed, but walk in the path in which the Lord has given unto us. And these hands continue to be about God's service in each and everything that you touch. Touch yourself. Touch your chest. Touch your chest. Touch your chest. That is how close God is unto us. Each and everything we touch, be successful. Each and everything we put our minds to, we put our minds through, that it comes to pass, that is successful. Each prophecy that is given by the Lord in our hearts, each plant, each seed that is planted, allow it to grow and come to pass. Each desire of our heart that is according to the will of God be expedited. Each healing power that we're asking for be given. We ask God in the name of Jesus, we claim it. And this is very important, ladies and gentlemen. This is just like surgery, right? This is just like surgery. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to immerse ourselves into spiritual surgery because, as I said before, we have to watch out for what we allow to come into our spirits, what we usher in into our spirits, into our minds, into our hands, and what we entertain and what we do on a daily basis, how much time we spend with God, how much time we spend out of the ark of safety. We have to be very careful. Because we're going through a surgical process. And anytime you go through a surgical process, you have to be careful. You have to make sure that you continue to keep whatever extremity of your body that went through surgery, you have to keep it clean and pure. Amen? And so, therefore, let us go ahead and get out a sheet of paper. And let us get something to write with. As I said before, we're not playing these mind games where we begin to guess what the Lord is going to do for us because the Lord is walking us through his journey. And some of us want to run, and God says that our blessings are going to be expedited. Yes, he says, but there are some steps and measures in which we should go through in order to get to what the Lord has for us. So I'm going to give you about 40 seconds to go ahead and get into a place where you will be successful and we can actually go through this process that the Lord has bestowed upon us. I want to thank each and every one of you for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com and also StellarGospelMusic.com. I want to thank each and every one of you for taking out your busy schedules to do so. Amen. Amen. So we're going to give you a couple of seconds here. Then the right width. And give me a couple of seconds. Some of you are still trying to find something to write with. Amen. Praise God. All right. Now then, let me go ahead. I'm going to get the music ready. And as I get the music ready, I want you to think about the goodness of God. And I want you to think about everything that God has done for you and everything that you would love for God to do through you. Amen. Amen. We're getting ready. I'm going to turn this down a little bit. We're getting ready to get into the very presence of God. God is already here. Matter of fact, as I always say, God was here before I got here. Amen. So God was already ready. And as this music is playing, and it can continue to play, I want us to think about our needs and wants. There's no time for playing. This is serious. Life is serious. There are many souls that need to be saved. As we travel through this journey, we hear many stories about different situations that people are going through, and we even go through some storms ourselves, and we have to encourage ourselves sometime, and we have to continue to be strong in the Lord. There's a difference between physical strength of the world and being strong in the Lord, because when you're strong in the Lord, you can go through a storm and you'll feel like you're almost about to fall and God just picks you up right on time. But when we're in a physical storm, the only covering we have is an umbrella, but we're still in that storm. And so as we think about our needs and wants, I want to read this scripture that's in my journal. It says, He fills my life with good things so that I stay young and strong like an eagle, Psalm 103:5. And we're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He fills my life with good things so that I may stay young and strong like an eagle. Amen. Now, as we get ready to transition into our journal writing, I want you to go ahead and put your wants on the left side and draw a line and put your needs on the right side. And I want you to put under wants family, friends. And don't put me, put your name, Alfreda. Put your name. And our needs, I want you to put heart. Draw a line, I want you to put mind and soul. Then I want you to put hands. Yes, Lord. When we go through this process of meditation, and you're going to hear a couple of more songs playing, but I want you to think about your family. There are some things that our family would love to have. And when we talk about wants, we're not talking about that new Bentley. We're not talking about that new house. We're not talking about that new job. We're talking about, what is it that your family needs in order to draw closer unto God? Because God says all of these other things will be added. But first, our hearts have to be right, and that's why we have surgery every Monday. That's how often we need to cleanse and purify our hearts. Do they need healing? Do they need love, joy, happiness, unity? What is it? That's family. Then we talk about friends. We don't get so selfish because God is here with us, and we think we have everything that we need that we forget about our friends. Who are our friends? Our friends would be anyone who is not related to us by blood. That will be your neighbors. That will be your coworkers. That will be people you encounter throughout your life. That would be anyone whom you meet along the way, along this journey. That's a friend. We're not going to even get into associates and long-handled spoons or anything like that, because we're beyond that. We're past that. We are going somewhere, and so we're going to have to deal with many people on this road. And so we can't feed the flock with long-handled spoons. We have to feed them with the word of God. We can't have those that we just associate with. We have to genuinely love each and every person. And that's what we're trying to get to. And it's hard. But God says that that is what we're required to do on this journey. And so that's the definition of friend. When we talk about ourselves, what is it that we need on this journey in order to continue? Some of us need relief. Some of us need more ministry. Some of us need God. Some of us need joy, happiness. Some of us need safety. Some of us just need confidence. What is it that we need? Then we look at our needs, and this is the most important part probably of it all. Because if our hearts are not right, y'all, we're not going to enter the kingdom anyway. That's our ticket. If we have jealousy in our hearts, hatred, envy, malice, there's no way we can enter the kingdom because God is not going to bless any mess. We have to make sure that our heart is right. That's why it's so important that we don't ask for materialistic things when we go through this process. We ask for joy and love and hope and righteousness and strength and confidence and to be more caring. Then when we look at our mind, the mind is a very terrible thing to waste. If we find ourselves just sitting, thinking about the negative things in life, sitting, doing nothing on a daily basis, then our minds become the devil's workshop. That means that we begin to do mischievous things, things that is not of God. And so our minds, we have to ask God for wisdom. We have to ask God for creativity and joy and a peace of mind. And we have to ask God, would he consecrate our minds and anoint our minds where we can think spiritually, think on the good things. Our mind and soul are synonymous. Then we talk about our hands, what are our hands doing? I want my hands to be hands of greatness. Every time I get up to speak, I want people to see God because our hands are very important. Our hands hold the power to our heart. And if we go about utilizing our hands to do good for God, then everything that we touch can and will prosper. So as we go through this particular experience, we're not going to be selfish. We're not going to just look at what we need, what we want. We're going to look out for our family and our friends and ourselves. Then we're going to really focus on us. The needs is a personal thing. That's between you and God. You don't have to share that with anyone. It's all about you. It's about your heart because we're trying to reach eternal life. It's about your mind and soul, and it's about our hands. I want you to think about this. Each person that you encounter, it started today, but each person, I want you to pretend like you are in front of God, and I want you to treat that person like you would treat God. And I guarantee you, God says you will have a Damascus experience. You will have an experience just like Saul did because you will never be the same again. If you say, this person I'm talking to here, if this was God, would I treat this person like this? If this was God, would I say this to this person? I guarantee you that our hearts will change. Would I really treat this person like this if that was God? Some of you, 10% of you would say yes. But even you, I'm telling you, recognize who wakes you up in the morning. Recognize who starts you on your way. So whether you say I would treat somebody right because I'm talking to God or I would treat somebody wrong because I don't believe in God, that's up to you. That's a personal thing. But understand that we reap what we sow. And understand at the end of the day, before we get out of here, we're going to have to kneel down before God. So we may as well begin preparing and begin treating people as if we were before God. Would I really say that if I was talking to God? Would I really do that to God? Would I really treat that person like that if that was God? And as I said, some of you would say yes. But most of you say no. So as we go through this experiment, I don't want you to be selfish. We're going to, for I want to look out for our family and our friends and ourselves, then our needs, that's a personal thing. And as the music plays, if a commercial come on, that's fine. The whole purpose is this experiment. We're not worried about distractions. We have to get people to heaven, y'all. We have to save souls. That's what God put us here for. If you're listening on this line, if you put your name on that picture that we drew yesterday, we're not here to worry about distractions. We're here to save souls. So let's get started. We're going to write for about a good 10 minutes because it's important. There are people in the hospitals now that we need to be praying for. There are people in convalescent homes, people out of the ark of safety, and some of us need to pray for ourselves because we all need encouragement. We all need love and joy. Amen? Amen. So we have about 10 minutes. As we finish up, and I'm going to stop it right quick. As we finish up, I want you to notice something with your wants and needs. The way you can tell is, you know, if you're growing and if you're maturing is that you want the best for your family and friends and yourself. And what happens is as you look at these columns, it's kind of like playing tic-tac-toe because everything is matching up. Not only do you want joy for yourself, but you want joy for your family and your friends. Not only do you want to have patience, the spirit of patience, but you want it for your friends and family. Not only do you want to have endurance, which means that we endure. We endure those things for yourself, but you want it for your family and friends. And that's how you really measure if you're growing in Christ. Because we don't have time to have competitions and things of that nature. We want the best for each and every person, and that's what this ministry is about. It's about uplifting people and giving God the best that we have, right? And so if we're in this together, if we come together on this ministry, then we should want the best for each and every person on this ministry. When we look at our needs, it's more of a personal thing. And this personal thing should not be anything that money can buy, God says. Amen. That came just in time. So if you look at your list, the way that you evaluate yourself to make sure that you are continuing to walk on the right path in this journey is that there should be nothing on your list that money can buy. Because if money can buy it, it was made by man. But there is no way that we can buy joy, we can buy grace and faith and purification and strength and love and courage and the will of God and goodwill towards all men and women. There is no way that we can buy wisdom and creativity and faith and strength and understanding and long-term memory synapse, short-term memory synapse, creating a clean heart. There's no way we can buy that. There's no way that we can buy service for our hands and righteousness and healing and being able to pray with our hands. There's no way we can buy that. And so if you look at your list and there's anything on your list that money can buy, it needs to be taken off. That means it's materialistic. So we're not focusing on spirit of all these things will be added unto you because God says that those things come automatically. He says, and God does not want us, God says, to begin focusing on materialistic things for several reasons, but the main reason is that we limit our blessings when we focus on certain things because we may be asking for one thing, but God has something bigger in store. So God says, you don't worry about tomorrow. You don't worry about anything. He says, what you do is you pray about everything. And with this, when we go through these processes of thinking for our wants and needs, God says the only thing we need to be worried about is focusing on our heart and our soul, in our hands, in ourselves, and praying. That's it. That's our job. And God says all these things will be added. He says because there are going to be times in which you're not going to know that you need to get something new. You're not going to know that. But it's in God's timing. And so on our list, we need to put that we need to understand God's timing because God says that he just gives just like that. I mean, it happens fast. You know, something happens one day and God blesses the next minute. And you're like, what happened? And so that's why we don't focus on materialistic things, because God says that with this way, all things will be added unto us accordingly. Amen? Amen. And now, I want to reiterate something, okay? On yesterday, we spoke about this journey, and we spoke about there are going to be many people who will receive a huge blessing. And God spoke the word management. We have to be able to manage this. I want to tell you this right now, and I'm being very serious. Continue working for God. Unless God tells you to give up, like he told the rich man, he says, give up everything that you own. Unless God tells you, you continue to work. Now, the thing about it is, it's going to be an abundance, right? Where you had a blessing where you won't have enough room to receive. And the temptation is, you know what? I've met my goal. I'm on this journey, but I'm going to get ready to get off the journey. Or I'm just going to stop doing what I'm doing, right? And if God didn't tell you to do that, then you're going to mess up the steps that are ordered by God. God says that all of our steps are ordered, right? When you go through the drive-thru, you order something. You don't just drive through and go to the window. You order something. And God says he has ordered our steps on this journey. Person who's walking on this journey, our steps are ordered. If we make one wrong step, then we're out of order. And so God has to put us back on order. And God says we're delaying where we're supposed to be. And so it's very important that when this happens, when this comes, that we remember who brought us to it and who's going to get us through it. The temptation is going to be, I'm set for life. The temptation is going to be, this is it. I found it. Told you to stop. You need to keep walking on your journey. You need to keep life the way it is and continue to manage what God has given. Continue that. Okay? So I want each and every one of you to know that we serve a true and living God, and God is able to do the impossible. God speaks the spirit of everything is possible. There is nothing that is impossible. It's not even impossible to please our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so it's very important that we continue to study the Word of God and continue to do the Word of God, and not only do the Word of God, but do the will. See what I said? Do the will of God. It's very important. And we have to be sure that we are doing the will of God. Amen? Amen. I enjoyed each and every one of you on the AfridaLoveShow.com, also known as the StellarGospelMusic.com, as we were able to analyze our needs and our wants. Be sure to check that out. I have a few announcements to make, and then I'm going to bid you a great night, and I'm also going to go to bed. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and all of your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freetolove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to AfridaLoveShow.com and click on number one love radio. Once again, that's AfridaLoveShow.com and click on number one love radio. All right? Great. Or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com and click on number one love radio. StellarGospelMusic.com and click on number one love radio. Let's get many listeners and viewers. We're trying to make this particular station a syndicated radio station, and God is going to bless us to do it. We just have to continue to work in the vineyard, and I know that God is going to do it. Amen? Amen. Be sure to continue to send in your request. If you're a gospel artist, writers, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Afrida Love at AlFredaLove or Fredalove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. And yes, I am your host, Dr. Afrida Love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. When we pray for all of our family members, let's put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. And do not forget to pray for ourselves, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. In addition to that, pray for those that we know and those we do not know. I want to say something very briefly here. You know, I was reading the news and on the internet, and there's still many things happening to our youth. And some of it, 60% of it's not accidental. In other words, when you have children, the only person authorized to take their life is God. Once again, thou shalt not kill, period. There's no buts. There's no what ifs, period. We understand that there are certain situations in which, as I said before, people are just bitter with life. And because sometimes that bitter spirit permeates within a person, they take it out on someone or something that's innocent. I would like to submit this unto each and every person. Whenever we feel down and sad, and whenever we feel life, let's get on our knees and pray unto God, and let's hear from God and see what God has to say. Give God the opportunity to turn the storm into sunshine, to turn the lemon into lemonade. We're not giving God a chance to work it out for us. We want to fix it in our own strength, and what happens is somebody either take their lives or take someone else's life, and it's not fair. It's very important that we understand the principle of thou shalt not kill, period. There is no question to it, period. It's in the Bible. It's a commandment. It's very important. When we talk about the structure of the family, it's very important. When we talk about a child's perception or their perspective, it's very important that they are nourished and that they're in an environment that will cultivate their emotions. Very important. The main thing is that as we live in this world, we must take care of ourselves and each other. Very important. It's very important. So that's what I want to say with that. Also, be sure to check out some of the websites, AfritaLoveShow.com. I'm actually adding some more things to AfritaLoveShow.com. So check out AfritaLoveShow.com. Also, check out StellarGospelMusic.com. And then check out Afrita.hubpages.com. I will have some announcements on tomorrow, God's will. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in to the AfritaLoveShow.com, also the StellarGospelMusic.com. Be sure to come back on tomorrow, God's will, as we will have our book study, A Spiritual Guide on the Go. We're still talking about pastoring and leadership and stewardship and things of that nature, so please be sure to come back. Once again, I appreciate each and every one of you. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. And until next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Alfreda Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Alfreda Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His Word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back. And there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.